Surrounded by family, coaches, and classmates, 9 student-athletes from Statesboro High School signed letters of intent Wednesday to continue their academic and athletic careers at the collegiate level. Held in the school's media center, the ceremony marked the final signing day event of the school year, highlighting students from 6 different sports and celebrating a shared legacy of hard work, perseverance, and community support. Athletic Director Liz Driggers opened the ceremony by congratulating the signees and thanking everyone who helped them reach this point. "You possess the athletic ability, the academic capacity, and the internal fortitude to compete at the next level," she said. "Find the balance, keep the joy, and I hope that your sport always stays your passion." Javon Gibson, football, Georgia Knights Prep Academy. Javon Gibson was the first to sign, committing to Georgia Knights Prep Academy for football. He thanked the SHS staff, coaches, and supporters for helping him grow and said he was excited to continue playing the game he loves. His mother shared how proud she was to see her son have the opportunity to keep doing what he enjoys most on football nights. Coaches said Gibson brought physicality and emotion to the game, and that his maturity and leadership growth over the past 2 years was something to be proud of. Bailey Harrison, cheerleading, University of Georgia. Next was Bailey Harrison, who signed a cheerleading scholarship with the University of Georgia. Harrison gave an emotional speech about her 15-year journey, calling cheerleading her second home. She thanked God, her family, and her coaches for helping her fulfill a goal she set at age 5, to cheer at Sanford Stadium. Her father reflected on her unwavering dedication, and coaches spoke about her leadership, heart, and the impact she's made on and off the mat. Caroline Bland, cross-country, Georgia Military College. Caroline Bland signed with Georgia Military College for cross-country, a sport she came to love over the past 3 years. She thanked her family and coaches for their support. Her mother said even snowstorms couldn't stop her daughter from wanting to run, and said the sport had become a family affair. Coaches praised Bland for her work ethic, transformation into a team leader, and her excellence both on the course and in the classroom. Cherish Ray, track and field. Grace College. Cherish Ray shared a lighthearted but honest account of her track journey, admitting she started off slow before finding her stride in 10th grade. She thanked her family, especially her stepdad, for sneaking into locked stadiums to help her train, and her coach for believing in her when she didn't believe in herself. Coaches and family members called Ray a determined, faith-driven athlete who broke the school record in the 800 meters and will continue to grow in college. Aziza Flowers, basketball. Point University. Aziza Flowers signed a basketball scholarship with Point University, overcoming 2 ACL surgeries to return to the sport she loves. She thanked God, her family, and her teammates for pushing her to continue. Her mother spoke about her daughter's resilience through recovery, and coaches said Flowers' story is one of determination that now motivates others in the program. Xavier Deckard, tennis, Berry College. Xavier Deckard will play tennis at Berry College. He admitted that college tennis wasn't always the plan, but rediscovered his passion late in his senior year thanks to support from friends, family, and coaches. His mother reflected on his injuries and praised his strength and focus during recovery. Coaches said Deckard was a team leader with an 80-2 career record, calling him a coach's dream. Ann Leah Small, tennis, Piedmont University. Ann Leah Small signed with Piedmont University for tennis. She shared that while she never expected to play college sports, the opportunity to be part of a close-knit campus team felt right. Her mother spoke about her transition from ballet to tennis after a medical issue, and her journey through injuries and moves. Coaches highlighted her skill in doubles play and her unmatched enthusiasm and team support. Muhammad Sharif, track and field, Voorhees University. Muhammad Sharif, known as Mo, signed with Voorhees University after an accomplished track career that included a state championship and a runner-up finish. He thanked God, his coaches, and support system for helping him mature as a young man. His father presented a plaque to one of his longtime coaches, and coaches said Sharif would have likely won 3 straight state titles if not for injury. Ashton Scott, track and field, Voorhees University. Ashton Scott was the final athlete to sign, committing to Voorhees University for track and field. He briefly thanked his coaches, teachers, and trainers for helping him succeed. His mother spoke about his growth and the lessons they shared along the way. Coaches described him as a quiet but driven athlete who helped lead the 4x1 and 4x2 relay teams to the state level. As the students gathered for final photos, Driggers offered one last reminder. Call your mom, come home to visit, and remember, once a Blue Devil, always a Blue Devil.